Hey everyone, remember Bertha, that quirky British kids show from the 80s? Mm. She was this amazing factory machine that could turn anything, literally anything, into something incredible. Today, we're in a quest to build our own Bertha.
Our own AI agent with that same magic touch.
Exactly.
Only this time, we're tackling the world of Google Analytics 4 data in BigQuery.
And that's no small feat. GA4 data, especially in BigQuery, can feel like a mountain of information. So we've gathered a stack of research papers, actual code examples, and a healthy dose of that 80s nostalgia to guide us.
We're going deep on AI agents.
How they work.
And what it takes to build one that can wrangle your data into those aha insights.
Now that's what I call actionable intelligence. But before we start writing code, we've got to get a handle on this idea of agency. What makes an AI an agent, not just some souped-up calculator?
It's the ability to act independently, to make decisions and execute tasks, not just crunch numbers on command.
So it's less about telling it exactly what to do, and more about setting a goal and letting it figure out the HLW. That's seriously cool. But how close are we to this being a reality?
Closer than you might think.
Really?
Google's Gemini API, with its function calling, is a total game changer. Picture it like this. Imagine giving Bertha a toolbox full of predefined functions.
Okay, I'm following.
Each one designed for a specific task.
Like giving it different tools for different jobs, right?
You got it. Gemini allows the AI to choose the right tool for the job based on the goal you've set. It's like teaching it to use a hammer, a saw, and a screwdriver, and then letting it build whatever you need.
Okay, so instead of hard coding every single step, we're giving these AI agents the tools and the freedom to problem solve. Just like Bertha in the factory. That's amazing. But let's get specific. How does this actually play out when we're building an AI to understand something as complex as BigQuery and Google Analytics data?
Well, we've actually got our hands on a really cool example. A basic BigQuery agent that's designed to do just that.
Yeah.
Even in its early stages, this agent can take a question like, show me the total traffic per source.
Right.
And then figure out which BigQuery data sets and tables to look in.
That's wild. So it's not just about understanding the question, but also knowing where to find the answer within a massive data warehouse like BigQuery. That feels like a huge step toward building a truly useful AI assistant.
It absolutely is. And this is where we start to see the potential of building our own Bertha 1.0 for GA4 analysis. But as you can imagine, it's not all smooth sailing. There are some pretty interesting challenges that pop up when we try to bring this to life.
Okay, I'm hooked. Let's dive into those challenges and see what it really takes to build this AI data analyst starting with Bertha 1.0.
Yeah.
So we've got the vision, an AI assistant for GA4, our very own Bertha 1.0.
We've given it the blueprints with those Gemini function calls.
But as you hinted, it's not as simple as just flipping a switch and letting it loose on our BigQuery data sets, right?
You got it. It's tempting to think we can just throw data at AI and say, go figure it out. But building a reliable AI agent is more like teaching someone a brand new skill. We have to break down the process, offer guidance, and give them the right tools to succeed.
Okay, so no AI boot camp where they magically emerge as data analysis gurus.
Mm.
Bummer. But I get it. So for our Bertha 1.0, we're not just dumping raw data. We're actually teaching it to understand and work with BigQuery directly.
Exactly. Remember those function calls we talked about?
Mm.
In Bertha 1.0's toolbox, we have functions for specific BigQuery tasks. One function might be about listing all the available data sets. Another could be for listing the tables within a specific data set. And here's where it gets cool. We give it a function to actually execute SQL queries, the language of BigQuery.
So it's like we're giving Bertha a map of BigQuery, a phrasebook to understand its language, and the ability to actually speak that language to get information.
Yeah.
What happens next? How do we test it out?
We put it to work. In this source code we have, there's a great example. They ask Bertha 1.0 a pretty common question for anyone using GA4. Please give me the total traffic per traffic source over all dates we have available.
Okay, any marketer worth their salt wants that information.
Hmm.
So how does Bertha tackle it? Does it just magically spit out the answer?
It wishes. Remember those functions?
Yeah.
The example shows Bertha putting them to work. First, it uses the list datasets function to get its bearings within our BigQuery project. Then, because it knows GA4 data lives in a certain type of dataset, it narrows down its search.
It's like watching Bertha think out loud, going step by step. Okay, where's that traffic source data hiding?
You got it. It even uses a function to examine the schema of different tables. That's like checking the table of contents to make sure it's looking at the right information.
So far, so good.
Yeah.
Our little Bertha is finding its way around. Does it manage to crack the code and actually get that traffic source data? Be honest.
Well, this is where things get really interesting. In this early version, Bertha trips up a bit. The first few attempts at writing the SQL query aren't quite right. Think of it like a few grammatical errors or using the wrong phrasing.
Our star student is still learning the ropes, making some rookie mistakes.
Exactly. But, and this is a big, but it eventually self-corrects. It recognizes the errors in its SQL, tries again, refines its approach, and ultimately it delivers the right answer.
Okay, that is impressive. Even with a few stumbles, it figured things out on its own. That feels like a testament to this whole agent-based approach, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. But it also highlights a crucial aspect of building AI agents that we call cognitive design. It's not enough to just throw code at the problem. We have to think carefully about how we design these agents, how they learn, and what knowledge we equip them with.
So it's like Bertha 1.0 proves the concept it can navigate BigQuery and wrangle SQL. But to make it truly reliable, we need to level up its thinking abilities.
Precisely. Yeah. And that's where Bertha 2.0 comes in. We need to refine its design, give it more specialized tools, and even a bit of that common sense humans take for granted when it comes to data.
This is getting good. I'm ready to see what Bertha 2.0 can do. Let's dive into this whole cognitive design thing. What does that actually look like in practice? All right, so Bertha 1.0 showed us the potential it can navigate BigQuery, even wrestle with SQL, but it also revealed the limitations of just throwing code at the problem. This whole cognitive design thing has got to be the key to unlocking the next level, right?
Exactly.
So how do we give our AI this cognitive design?
Think of a cognitive designer like an architect, but instead of buildings, they're designing the mind of our AI agent. They're thinking about how it learns, how it structures its approach to problems, and how to give it the tools to handle complex tasks, especially those that require more human touch.
So less about lines of code, more about lines of thinking.
Precisely. Let's stick with our Bertha analogy. Imagine we wanted the original Bertha, that factory machine, to not only build things, but to build them efficiently.
Okay.
We might give it specialized tools for specific subtasks, right? A robotic arm that's amazing at welding, another one that's great at fastening.
Giving Bertha its own specialized team, each member with a unique skill set.
Exactly. And we see that very idea in Bertha 2.0. Instead of forcing it to be a jack of all trades when it comes to SQL, we introduce what's called a subagent, a helper agent specifically designed for crafting those queries. They actually call this one Tom. In our research.
So Bertha delegates the tricky SQL stuff to Tom, its own in-house expert. Clever. Does Tom just use the same old SQL tricks, or is there something special going on under the hood?
Oh, Tom is far from ordinary. It takes advantage of cutting-edge AI research, specifically a method called Chase SQL.
Okay, and what does that do?
Imagine this. Instead of just trying to write one perfect query, Chase SQL allows Tom to generate multiple query options simultaneously.
Interesting. It's trying different approaches at the same time.
Yes. Then a separate judge model, think of it like a quality control expert, analyzes each option and picks the most efficient and accurate one.
Hold on. Even our SQL writing agent has its own internal team of experts. It's like AI inception going on in there. But I see the benefit. More specialized, more accurate, more efficient. What other cognitive design tricks are we using to make Bertha 2.0 even smarter?
One thing that's often overlooked is equipping AI with what we humans consider common sense. In the context of GA4, it's not enough for Bertha to just know SQL. It needs to understand the language of Google Analytics itself. Things like sessions, users, bounce rate, conversion rates, all those metrics that analysts live and breathe.
It's like giving Bertha a Google Analytics dictionary. Making sure it really understands what we're asking, not just blindly translating words into queries.
Spot on. And the more of this context we can build in, the better Bertha will be at interpreting our questions and finding truly meaningful answers.
This is mind-blowing. So we're talking about a future where anyone, regardless of their technical skills, could ask a question about their GA4 data in plain English, no less, and Bertha, armed with all this cognitive design, would just figure it out.
That's the ultimate vision. And it's not just about GA4. This research points to a future where data itself becomes more accessible, more understandable. You know, one of the sources we have a blog post about AI and big data made a fascinating point. It said that AI has three key advantages when it comes to data analysis. It can be incredibly smart, unbelievably fast, and it can work in parallel. Those are the exact things that could blow the lid off how we understand information.
Absolutely. Imagine a world where those aha moments, the ones that lead to breakthroughs, are no longer limited to data scientists hunched over their keyboards. What if anyone equipped with the right AI tools could uncover those insights?
It's an exciting time to be working with data.
It really is. This deep dive has been a wild ride. From a nostalgic children's show to the cutting edge of AI, we've seen how this quest to build Bertha is really about more than just code. It's about reimagining what's possible when humans and AI work together to unlock the secrets hidden in our data. So for anyone listening, keep experimenting, keep asking those what-if questions, and who knows, maybe you'll be the one to take Bertha to the next level. Until next time, happy analyzing.